You know what that music means.
Time to dance.
It means Talking Heads was one of the best bands ever. And it means it's a Tech Tuesday. And sitting in for Bridget Carey this week is Ashley Esqueda. And Ashley, we are going to talk about some fantastic things in the world of tech today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am married to a huge Star Wars fan, and he collects action figures. Bill, you collect some kinds of action figures in Star Wars, mm-hmm. but all over the board. Mm-hmm. What about digital games for Star Wars fans?
Oh, man. Well, this is a big week for Star Wars fans. I mean, production on Episode 8 started this last week, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the Toy Fair is happening in New York. And, of course, this is the time of year where any toy collector is very excited to see all the new things coming out. Interestingly enough, Mattel is pretty excited about bringing some pretty high-tech toys into mainstream retail stores. You're going to be able to pick up a 3D printer for your kids, make their own toys to create and 3D print their own toys with what they're calling a thing maker, the thing maker.
So wasn't there a thing maker before
years
when
ago.
We were growing up?
Yeah, that's from forever ago.
And you put like goop in there and
they
cooked in
goop.
A little oven.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved that.
But now it's a higher tech version.
Now it's a 3D printer. So
wow.
if you remember the thing maker from way back when, you're now it comes with a companion app that was created in collaboration with Autodesk. So it's a 3D modeling app, but made for kids, easily accessible, and kids will be able to design their own toys and send it to the 3D printer, the thing maker, and the thing maker will 3D print a toy for
That's
them.
So cool. Now it used to be when we had it was $11. I bet it's still $11, right?
It is $11 plus $289.
Is it really? Yeah.
The app is $289.
Wow.
The box is $11. No, so yeah, it's $300 all in. The
that
app
is not that bad.
Well,
considering that a lot of 3D printers are about, $1,000 to $2,000 or higher.
To $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they can be really expensive. So this is a good opportunity for your little maker to get in there and create their own toys.
Or Bill.
I would do it.
And think about when we just got a printer. The first printer I bought was probably $299.
Oh, if not more.
Yeah.
I bet more.
So look, this is a 3D. You can make toys. You can make a new mommy if you don't like your mommy.
So it'll be just like Coraline, but in real life.
Yes, the Mattel Mommy Maker. That'll be great. Did you, Ashley, were you actually at the show in New York? Did you go to it?
I don't get to go to the Toy Fair because we have a New York office. So all of those lucky folks, get to go visit the New York Toy Fair. But I get to visit Comic-Con, so it's sort of an even trade.
All right, that's a good balance. Now, one of the companies, Hasbro, they've changed their focus a little bit. They want kids to play the way that they used to play. They've kind of shied away from more electronic toys, right?
Yeah, this is a really interesting move. At the Toy Fair, a lot of people were expecting, obviously, Mattel, they have this thing maker. They've got a Barbie Smart Dream Home now that has voice commands and things like that. But Hasbro really kind of kept it analog for the most part. I mean, they are involved in some high technology toys and they've invested in some companies, but most of the toys were analog. So action figures, plush dolls that maybe, I know they have an Elmo doll that's sort of a little bit technology infused where you're able to sort of encourage kids and then track their progress on like good deeds or good behavior in an app for the parent. But for the most part, they were pretty clear that they wanted to really focus on the play as opposed to the technology surrounding play. There's so much technology involved in toys now that I think it's pretty fascinating that Hasbro has kind of not necessarily taken a stand, but really just saying, hey, like we want kids to not only be digitally savvy, which they should be. They have to be digitally savvy. They should know how to use computers and iPads and all the other things that we have. But we also want them to be socially savvy. And when you put a kid in front of a screen, they are not necessarily interacting with others, parents or other kids, the way that you really want them to.
True.
And so that's kind of the idea behind their line of toys this year, which I thought was really kind of a noble cause and actually really important. We kind of forget that it's easy to become socially isolated from others when we are all, you see the image of everybody kind of looking on their phones at a picture on the subway or something like that. And I know that, you know, before we used to all look at newspapers and it was sort of the same. We all kind of ignored each other, but it is important to sort of instill those social skills in kids, especially through play. And so Hasbro is really kind of, they're really kind of focusing on that aspect of play.
But doesn't Star Wars have like an interactive game? I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. So they do have some, like I said, I mean, Hasbro does make some technology. I mean, they are, I believe they are the creators of Furby. So Furby now is connected. They have an app for Furby and everything. But their lineup for this year was very much, they kind of took a look at everything and said, okay, well, we're still going to make some technology stuff, but we're not going to go all in on that. And we don't want to encourage kids to be glued to a screen. We don't want them to have their, I believe they call it like oversaturation of screen time. We don't want them to be, you know, on a screen all day long. We want them to play and use their imagination and use action figures and things like that.
But Ashley, I like what you're saying. Technology is allowing us to ignore each other in newer and more innovative ways. That's fantastic.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. And this is why I love my job. So I get to ignore everyone around me. Much to the chagrin of my husband.
I just told Bill off the air that I just, after watching the new episode of Walking Dead, which I thought was the best of the whole series so far, I downloaded the Walking Dead game. And I don't even know how to play it, but it's kind of fun. I've been slashing away at zombies, and I feel bad that I downloaded it because it's just another time suck like Candy Crush and Cookie Jam is for me.
Sure, until there's a zombie apocalypse, and then you will lead
us. I'll be
us.
Ready.
So no more complaints.
And then you'll be ready.
Yeah.
And you said Barbie has a smart house and all these things. It's poor Barbie, man. Even her house is smarter than she is.
Well, you know, actually, I'm gonna challenge you just a little bit on that one, Wendy, because now we saw a few weeks ago Mattel had announced that they have new Barbie. So they have these new Barbies.
Oh, that's
they
right. Curvy.
Madam President Barbie. They have the game developer Barbie. They have a whole line of spy Barbies. So
spy Barbie.
Fortunately, Barbie's getting out there and doing some cool and interesting things that that women have been doing for a while now. So it's nice to see that. But now her smart home is entirely connected. You actually have to have an outlet nearby because it needs to charge.
And there's a Barbie drone, right? So she can, I guess, spy on Skipper. Why else would Barbie have a drone?
She's always been jealous of Skipper.
she got to keep an eye on Skipper, make sure Skipper gets home before curfew.
Good, that's
so, yeah,
a good
she's
thing.
Got they're calling it a hoverboard, and it's a quadcopter with a Barbie kind of in a surfing position on top of it, and then you can kind of fly it around in the house.
Isn't that something?
No.
Speaking of hoverboards, another one exploded yesterday.
A family.
At some point, they've got to take these off the market, don't they, Ashley? They just keep exploding.
Well, we did see some, Amazon had said they wouldn't ship them for the holidays, like after a lot of these batteries, these kind of cheaply made batteries started lighting on fire. And now you're not allowed to take them on an airplane. I think what is going to happen is we're going to see some lithium ion battery regulation on those. I have to refuse to call them hoverboards. Can we call them like electronic balance boards?
They don't hover.
That'd be a better.
The word hover means to hover, and they don't.
No, it feels.
Right. And then they explode. Why don't they call them explosion boards?
Yeah, blow up boards.
That sounds more exciting.
Yeah, this just happened this week, didn't it? A family plugged
another
it into to charge it, and it caught fire and caught the curtains on fire. And
it's terrible.
I know.
It's awful.
Yeah, this is definitely the reason why you want to make sure that you buy a quote unquote hoverboard with certified lithium ion batteries. If you're buying the really inexpensive ones, obviously you're getting a great deal, but you do that at risk of buying an inexpensive and quickly made product, which means there may not have been a lot of time for quality control testing. So just be careful, be careful with your wallet because, A, if you're going to buy one of those, they are still an investment, even if you buy a cheaper one at a few $100.
Just get a 3D printer instead.
Yeah, just get a 3D printer, make your own.
All right, and you can go to CNET.com because they have tons of information on hoverboards and the dangers of it. And tomorrow daily, you can check that out with Ashley Esqueda at CNET.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Ashley. Take care. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll check in with Steve in the newsroom, and then more show coming your way after that. Bill and Wendy, WGN.